如果弥赛亚来，一夜之间就可以把铜变成金的。
If they come, if the Messiah comes overnight, it can be turned into gold.
那个金灯台应该是1000万美金。
So that got that.Lampstand cost $10 million.
那就是从一个金子里面一片金子锤出来的。
That would be made being made out from one piece of gold.
那么主耶稣回来的时候，弥赛亚回来，连怎么在圣宴里的香都要照着圣经里面当时所说的材料。
And then even when the Lord returns, the spices have to be according to what's in the Bible.
所以以色列人很兴奋。
So the Israelites are very excited.
因为他们连这个亚伦的极贵重的油那个材料都能找得出。
Because they even found the actual ingredients of how to make the oil that anointed Aaron.
那你说怎么知道真的还是假的？
How do you know if it's true or false?
因为就在隐基底不远的死海。
Because in near Engedi, in the Dead Sea,
另外一个地方
in another place,
他们找到了一罐那个时候的香料
they found actually a jar of spices of that time.
所以他们经过试验以后
after they did some experimentation,
所以他们知道是应该从那个树来
they knew that it had to come from that tree.
所以我们才晓得是那棵树
That's how we know it's that tree.
那么也许弟兄姊妹说我不知道那棵树不要紧不要急
Maybe you said, oh, I missed it. I don't know what that tree is.
这次我们回去以后我们还是会给大家 newsletter 还会给大家通气的
We are still going to give you a newsletter after we go home.
我们会把一些资料陆陆续寄给你
We will send you some information to you.
所以没有我们把资料收好了以后告诉大家
Once we organize the information, we'll send it to you.
然后我们把一些更多的资讯呢也写在上面
And we'll give you some more explanations on it as well.
所以不是说这次完了大家就散了不是
So it's not that we're going to scatter after we finish this
我们还是继续希望能够帮助弟兄
We still want to help brothers and sisters.
但你真的看到了香草山还留下了遗迹
When you can see those ruins left from the mountain of spices,
你就能想到那个时候当你在读雅各书第一章的时候
You can actually think of when you read Song of Songs chapter 1
你就能想看想到隐基底原来有个凤仙花
You will see the henna blooms in Engedi
那么我们已经说过了这个整个的死海附近是沙漠
And we have already mentioned that surrounding the Dead Sea is but a desert
是没有生命
No life
所以如果有绿洲那太难了
If there is an oasis then it's very special
但如果在绿洲里面有一个葡萄园
But if in the oasis there's a vineyard
葡萄园是开花
A vineyard does blossom
但是葡萄花我小得不得了还看不见
But the vineyard, the vine's flower is very small
所以如果在这个好像没有花的葡萄园里面你能看见凤仙花
So in a gardenin a vineyard that does not show much flowers from the vine, if you have a henna bloom,
所以你就知道它显得格外的美丽。
You will see it's especially beautiful.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
我们相信那个时候的凤仙花的树不止一棵。
We believe that the henna flower tree was not only one.
所以不止闻到，不止看到了，也闻到。
Not only do you see it, but you also smell it.
因为香根据科学家的研究。
Because spices, according to scientists,
它是一直送到我们脑的记忆的。
So it actually sends a signal all the way to our brain's memory.
我们看个东西跟脑有关系。
When we see something, it has to do with our brain.
我们闻个别的东西都跟你有关系。
And when we do smell other things, it has to do with you.
那么只有这个香的这个东西呢，是送到我们的脑里面。
So only the spice is actually the smell gets sent into our brain.
脑记忆的部分。
And it goes into the memory portion.
而且科学家们还告诉我们说。
And scientists tell us.
那这一种的东西可以再生的意思它可以。
These things can regenerate.
所以有的时候好像你睡着这个味道睡着它可以再回来的。
So if the smell, you fall asleep, that smell might come back.
所以现在我们就明白。
So now we know.
在我们与主交通的那过程里面。
In through the process of our communion with the Lord,
那个感觉都是非常细腻。
The feeling is very sensitive.
有的时候我们看见
but sometimes we see.
有的时候我们听见
sometimes we hear.
但更多的时候呢，我们闻到
but even more times we smell.
你知道看有的时候你要用力气。
You know, sometimes when you look, you have to use
strength. 你看不清楚，你要用一点力气。
You have to sometimes look at it carefully.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
但是闻是不需要用力。
But smelling, you don't have to use force.
它自然就来了。
It's very natural to you.
它自然就在你记忆里面留下一点的东西。
Very naturally, it has a remnant in your memory.
所以意思就是说。
So, that means.
有一个东西印象印在你的身。不知道在你这个人什么地方。
There is something that puts an impression on you somewhere in your body.
好像总是停留一下。
It's as if it is stopping temporarily.
你看一个东西可能全部一下就忘记了。
Maybe you saw something and you forgot it quickly.
但是呢这个香这种新香的东西墨药也好乳香也好。
But these spices, whether it be myrrh, whether it be frankincense,
在整个基督成长与主交通的生活里面。
In the spiritual life of growth of a Christian, in his communion with the Lord.
感觉是好像跟看见又不一样。
That feeling is very different than seeing.
跟听又不大一样。
It's different than hearing.
这说不出来的。
You can't describe it.
你没法形容的。
You cannot describe it.
明明一点声音也没有。
There's no sound.
但是不知道为什么你能感觉得到。
But you don't know why, you can feel it.
所以我们如果真的爱主的话。
If we truly love the Lord.
你看你的感觉会越来越敏锐。
That feeling is more and more sensitive.
所以这是非常稀奇的一件事。
This is a very amazing thing.
那因为这个缘故需要北风吹来需要南风兴起。
So for this reason, the north wind has to blow and the south wind has to
wake. 为什么要风呢？
Why do you need the wind?
如果光是花不需要风。
If you only had flower, you don't need wind.
不需要果也不需要风。
If you only want fruit, you don't need wind.
那现在为什么需要南风跟北风呢？
Why would you need the north wind and the south wind?
为什么有的时候主给我们一个很美好的环境？
Why does the Lord give us such a wonderful environment?
就像北风一样。
Just like the north wind.
有的时候炎热的像南风一样。
Or so hot like the south wind.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
南风也好北风也好。
Whether it be the south wind or the north wind.
阴天也好晴天也好。
Whether it be a foggy day or a clear day.
到处都是玫瑰也好到处都是刺也好。
Whether there's always roses all around or just thorns.
你知道我们祷告说求你兴起南风跟北风。
We pray to the Lord that he would awake the north wind and bring the south wind.
因为叫基督的香气能从我们里面散发出来。
Why? So that the spices in us can blow out that aroma and fragrance.
在我们园子里面。
In our garden.
不只有花。
Not only is there flower.
代表基督的美丽。
Which represents the beauty of Christ.
不只有果。
Not only fruit.
代表 fullness。基督的丰满
represents the fullness of Christ.
那么也讲到这个香料
but also speaks of spices.
代表基督的馨香
represents his fragrance.
所以如果我们要彰显基督的话
if we are to manifest Christ,
三方面
threefold.
基督的美丽基督的丰满
the beauty of Christ, the fullness of Christ,
还有基督的馨香
and the fragrance of Christ.
只有我们经历的这三方面
only when we experience these three,
我们才可以说我们真的住在园里
then we can say we truly dwell in the garden.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹
thank the Lord brothers.
不只有墨香岗 墨药山
not only is there a mountain of myrrh,
也有乳香岗
there is also a hill of frankincense.
到最后的时候
And at the very end,
还有香草山
there is a mountain of spices.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
你还记得吗
Do you know?
这个本来啊根据考古学告诉我们是
According to archaeologists,
在圣殿没有就是在主耶稣的圣殿没有被毁以前
Before the temple was in the Lord's temple was ruined,
除了在隐基底种香料之外
Aside from En Gedi where spices were planted,
在橄榄山也有一块是专门种香料
There was also a specific part on Mount of Olives that had spices.
后来因为罗马把耶路撒冷拿下来
But when Rome took over Israel,
他把所有的橄榄山的树全部砍光
They actually cut down all of the trees on the Mount of Olives.
然后来做成工事就可以进到耶路撒冷城墙
And then they can then, because of then, through that, they would be able to enter into Jerusalem.
还有呢香料园就被毁掉了
And then the garden of spices was destroyed.
所以再也没有香料。
No longer did it have spices.
在耶路撒冷那里。
In Jerusalem.
如果你讲香草山的话应该就是橄榄山。
If you were to talk about the mountain of spices, you would refer to the Mount of Olives.
但是在主耶稣第一次来的时候。
But when the Lord first came,
香草山只是 橄榄上的一部分。
The mountain of spices was but one portion of the Mount of Olives.
但是我们主等候有一天。
But the Lord awaits for one day.
当教会成熟。
When the church is mature.
不只是一朵凤仙。
Not only one henna flower.
那是许多凤仙。
But many henna flowers.
然后你就闻到那个香料。
And then you can smell the spices.
所以等到教会成熟的时候。
And when the church is mature,
那意思是有一座山呢、啊，到处都是香草山。
There is one tree,
到处都香香草
that is full of spices.
在这个时候
at this time,
我们主就回来。
Then our Lord returns.
因为那个香气直接达到神的内。
Because that aroma arrives directly before the Lord's presence.
他不能够不回来。
It's impossible for him to not return.
你怎么催促主回来？
How do you hasten his return?
不是你唱唱自播达女主就回来。
It's not when you sing, if you just sing since long ago.
那是当教会成熟的时候。
But it's when the church matures.
在温州也好。
Whether it be in Wenzhou,
在上海也好。
Whether it be in Shanghai,
在纽约。
Whether it be in New York,
弟兄姊妹，不是你有多少的知识。
It's not how much knowledge you have.
不管在香港，在每一个地方。
No matter in Hong Kong or anywhere.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
许多人都把极贵重的拿大香膏把它打碎了膏在主的身上。
Many people have broken the alabaster flask of spikenard to get poured before the Lord.
现在不光是墨药良人像一袋的墨药在我的怀中。
My beloved is like a satchel of myrrh before me.
每一个人都有墨药在他的怀中。
Everyone has myrrh in front of me.
墨药代表十字架在我们上的工作。
Myrrh represents the cross's work in our lives.
有的时候割割得很深。
Sometimes it cuts deeply.
结果香气就出来了。
And then the fragrance comes out.
有的时候经过热它就来了。
Sometimes through heat.It comes out.
有的需要经过火香气就出来。
Sometimes through fire it comes out.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
不管怎么样
No matter what.
教会的成熟
The maturity of the church.
你说割也好
Whether you say cut.
煮也好
Whether you cook.
不管怎么样
No matter what you do.
不管怎么样做
No matter how you do.
神的目的是什么
What is God's purpose?
他能够找到墨药山
That he can find the mountain, a mountain of myrrh.
他能够找到乳香缸
You can find the hill of frankincense.
什么叫墨药山
What is the mountain of myrrh?
在那个梯田上面，通通是墨药的树。
On the terrace, it's all myrrh trees.
什么叫乳香缸呢
What is the hill of frankincense?
就是我们今天看见的乳香木。
That you saw the frankincense at that time.
结果你看见在整个的这个山上都种了乳香树。
And you saw all of on that mountain there were trees of frankincense.
所以你现在明白神的旨意。
Now you know God's will.
他要得着的是墨药山，要得着的是乳香。
What he wants to gain is the mountain of myrrh and the hill of frankincense.
我们从前没有观念。
We didn't have that thought before.
我们以为这是个很诗意的说法。
We thought that this is a very poetic way to describe it.
但下午我们今天看见过以后，我们完全不一样。
But this afternoon, once we saw it, it's completely different.
将来真的有一座山。
One day there will be a mountain.
叫做香草山。
The spice, the mountain of spices.
等到橄榄山真的变成香草山。
When the Mount of Olives becomes the mountain of spices.
我们的主就回来。
Our Lord will return.
我的良人啊，求你快来。
My beloved, come quickly.
如羚羊和小鹿。在香草山上
Like a young stag and a gazelle on a mountain of spices.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
住在橄榄山他就回来了
Our Lord will return on the Mount of Olives.
所以我们能祷告说我的良人啊求你快来
Then we can pray, my beloved, come make haste.
就像约翰说主耶稣啊我愿你来
Even like John said, Lord, come.
我们都等候主脚踩在橄榄山。
We await for the Lord's feet to touch Mount of Olives. When he first came,
橄榄就一小部分是发出香气。
Only a small portion of the Mount of Olives gave out a fragrance.
但是现在你知道。
But now you know.
苏拉雅歌里面的经历。
The experience in Song of Songs
是告诉我们说
tells us
不止个人要成熟
not only do we need to individually mature
全教会要成熟
but the entire church must mature
你成熟了没有
are you mature
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
全世界都知道
the whole world knows
若是基督的香气在你的里面
if the fragrance of Christ is in you
你很自然的别人就闻到
very naturally others will smell it
今天下午
this afternoon
我们第二组就是第二车有一个香料。
There was a guy for bus number two.
他在这个 kibbutz 已经五十年。
He's been in this kibbutz for over 50 years.
他到处告诉人这个香料的故事。
He kept telling people the stories of each of the spices.
里面有一棵香料树。
And inside there was a spice tree.
所以他就借了我们的他希望能够借我们的刀能够上面把它割给我们。
He wanted to borrow from us actually a pocket knife to be able to cut a slit.
结果他果然做了。
And then he did it.
然后他起来告诉我们说。
And then he got up and said.
他说他二十年做想做的只给大家看。
He's been doing this for 20 years.
他从来没有这样做过。
He says he never did what he did, that cut the bark.
这是第一次。
This is the first time.
因为他知道这样做会有什么结果。但是呢他为着这一班的人来到这里。
And he did it because of the group of people that came to visit today.
所以他觉得他愿意这样做。
He was willing to do that.
然后他要走以前他说让我们 play together.
So at the very, right before, we left, he said, let us play together.
我不大懂为什么我走以前我们要在一起玩。因为 play 在英文是玩的意思。
I didn't know why he wanted to play before we left.
他不是。
He said no.
他说 let us pray.